Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the cool and yet not what you could call frosty voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And it's time now for the food show. We've been doing it for years over here on Saturdays. It's a different kind of a program than the one you hear from me the rest of the week. So I always like showing up for this one and talking with you about the food you eat, the food you don't eat, the cooking you could possibly do, and just really anything you can think up that's about food, about dining out, dining in. We're talking restaurants. We're talking even fast food places, candy bars, anything else that you eat. Even once in a while, and we talk about that and see if we can maybe find something that is in the same category but is better. This is pretty much what I've done for a living for the last little too long, I would say, and is study all the things that we really love to eat around here, this being the, in my opinion, if you ask me, and you didn't, but I'm going to tell you anyway, I think America's greatest eating city in New Orleans. And no matter who I've put that in front of, with one exception, there's one guy I know. He's a very good food writer, but he refuses to accept my tenet that that New Orleans is the best eating city in America. John Mariani is his name, in case you're wondering. He's the author of many cookbooks. Very smart guy, and coming from him, I would say to myself, well, self, you know, that's I guess something that we can stand with, but you know, we can use a little hyperbole too, and that's why we say this. I say it as often as I can. We are in America's best eating city here in New Orleans, and to think that we have reached it in a time that included it's almost the worst hurricane of all time, and we did it anyway. So here we are. Here we are on Saturdays, too, and we talk about, really, again, whatever you want. If even if you think, well, this isn't something they would talk about on the radio. But, you know, it is. It is something exactly like that. And we'd love to hear from you about the restaurants you've been to, the good ones and the bad ones, the dishes that you've tried that you don't like, or you do like, the ones that are just super until you get the check, and then all of a sudden it becomes a lot less good a deal. You get the idea. I mean, this is something that has been for a long time in New Orleans one of the main sources of entertainment, where everybody else would go to a movie or go to a play or a concert or something like that. More of us here in New Orleans go out and eat in restaurants. Pretty good deal. All adds up to the kind of city that we live in. Our number over here is 260-1870, 260-1870. And if you call right now, you'll get on right at the beginning of the show, like that makes any difference. But we'll talk with you about anything you've got on your mind. 260-1870. You know, I have found over the years that if I bring up themes, no matter how compelling the theme may be to our listeners, that hardly anybody ever responds to. But I keep doing it anyway, because I feel like if I don't do it, it'll be like not really working. And I don't know, this kind of a little bit feels like work to me. So I'm going to continue that and bring you a concept that you can either reject or accept, or give me your opinions on it. Anyway, this theme is the best cold food and drinks. I mean, this is an obvious one. It's a real scorcher of a day out there. I was fooling around in the garage, moving some things around, and it is just, you hardly need to be told this. If you've been outdoors at any point during the day, you know how bad it is. So we have remedies for this. The first one that comes to most people's minds is a snowball. And the snowballs are great, of course, And there's only one problem with snowballs that keeps me from really loving them, and that is the fact that they are basically just loaded with sugar. And those of us who have reached, what spot on your life dial there, it's something that we should back away from, eating a lot of sugary things. But, boy, that doesn't mean I can't have a snowball once in a while. I have not had my first snowball of the year, it occurs to me. I don't know how that got by me. I even know what kind it's going to be, but I just haven't been there yet. I haven't even picked out which snowball stand to go to either. So I guess we could throw out this concept. And if you if you're a snowball person, or if you'd like to give me advice on what snowball I should eat, if you can call that eating, well, let's think about that a second. Snowballs, do you eat them or do you drink them? And if you eat them, do you chew on them? And do you like the creamy kind? Do you not like the creamy kind? Okay, there's something in the background. I would be very happy to field any questions you might have, or comments. Everybody's got a new look at it. And then while we're waiting for something to happen there, we move on to some other things. Here's one that's coming up later in the program. I'm not going to tell you when because it's a secret. But we are going to once again give away a really cool prize. We've been doing this for the last several weeks. It comes from the Cousins Salad Dressings people. They are a local couple that has been making salad dressings for something like about 10 years. I remember talking about them back around that far. This was when it was a little two-person operation. They were just chugging along, but putting out an extremely wonderful product, this salad dressing that they make. We always have it in our refrigerator, and that's where you keep it, by the way. You don't put it on the shelf because it's everything in it is perishable, and it also is not made to just be put on the shelf because it is something that you need to keep in a refrigerator, you know, like mayonnaise. Or no, now somebody's going to call me up and tell me that you don't need to have mayonnaise be in a refrigerator. You're right. But anyway, we're going to give away a case of Cousins tomato salad dressing and also a case of Creole tomatoes to eat it with. Now, you know, the Creole tomato season is getting on to the end of its range, and so who knows how much longer you're going to be able to get any Creole tomatoes. But you may as well get some of them for free. This will not require a whole lot of comment and work on your part, but it'll come on later during the show. Here's how you could win the giveaway. We're going to give away this case of tomato salad dressing in bottles, but that you keep them in the refrigerator, and a case of Creole tomatoes, and that'll be later on in the program. We will give those away. So keep listening. Kicking off our festivities here on the little radio program, it's Bob. Bob, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Tom, I haven't talked to you in a while. Tom, I have a question. Is the E-Club on summer vacation?
Let's see. Well, I don't have anything scheduled other than there's a cruise we are going on in October. And that's all I can think of at the moment. The Eat Club has not been as active as it used to be back when we did a dinner every week. The true answer is that Tom can't do this every week. And I'm sorry about that. But one of these days, you know, we will. We're certainly going to have more of them. I can't imagine that we wouldn't.
Okay, I just have to watch your website for indication of when you're going to have it again.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Go to nomenu.com. Or also, I put out a newsletter every weekday, and if you subscribe to that, which you can do by going to nomenu.com and then looking under a thing that says home, if you go in there, you'll find a link that'll let you sign up to get on the newsletter for free, and that'll have all the information about anything we have coming up.
Okay. Nomenu.com, sign up, and then I'll have everything. That was my main concern. I just I'll just enjoy listening to you the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've had some adventures in cooking recently, and, you know, quite successful of my own because I pride myself because of I think I have extraordinary taste buds.
No, do you?
Oh, yeah, I can taste. I've had people tell me, well, this is, we have a secret ingredient in here, and I tell them what their secret ingredient is.
Well,
I have that.
But we all know what the answer to that is. What you No, I'm serious. The secret ingredient that you find in virtually any any restaurant, any bar, anything like that, that has a secret ingredient, in almost every case, and literally either the cases you write, you stack up, or the cases you open. Anyway, these things are mustard, mayonnaise, and there's one other ingredient. There's three ingredients: mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup. That's it. Those three things, if you mix them together, you will have the secret ingredient for virtually every single product that is on the market today, starting with things like Big Macs and all of those fake little animals that run around on TV and everywhere else. And that's what it is. I mean, I've confronted some of these people to that fake, and they say, well, that's a good guess, but that's not it. I'm telling you, folks, it's mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup, and you vary the proportions of each of those things, and you have the secret ingredient for every place that has a secret ingredient in the world, says Tom.
I enjoy it. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for calling. See ya. It's the Food Show, and we will come back with more of it in a moment after first, please. This, hello there. You are listening to The Food Show on 1870 WWL. Oh, the big 870. Yeah, well, it's 101.5 as well if you want to listen to the 8G. 870 and all of that, and the HD too, which I was going to push a little bit later on. That's how you listen to me during the week, is on that special frequency, which is getting better and better and better to listen to all the time because it sounds so much better than what you're used to hearing. We'll talk about that some other time. This is the Food Show. I have a theme here, and the best way I can make sure that no one calls and asks this question, when in fact I am dearly hoping that someone does, I just have a question I'd like to put in front of you. What, in your opinion, are the best cold food or the best cold drinks? Now just think about that for a second. It probably hits you pretty quickly. Like, give me an example. A shrimp remoulade. Shrimp remoulade, I love. It's something that you find in all the major, particularly the old-time restaurants around New Orleans. In case you've not played with it a little bit, it starts off with boiled shrimp. And don't overboil your shrimp. This is, any of you out there who are saying to yourself, you know, I had some shrimp and they kind of smelled like iodine, or, you know, I had some shrimp the other day that I boiled, and they just stuck like crazy to the shell. What caused that? If you call me, I will tell you what causes that and what can get rid of it. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is that if you boil the shrimp and then you chill them down for a while, and then you apply magic secret sauce to it, which is mayonnaise, Creole mustard, but you put a lot of Creole mustard in a remoulade sauce, ketchup, and some cayenne pepper for a little more zing, a pretty good squeeze of lemon juice, and what am I leaving out? If you could put a little garlic in there, but I usually don't. Some people just like a lot of garlic. A pretty good sprinkling of black pepper, too, will fit right in there, and you pour that over the shrimp that you've just boiled and have cooled off, by the way. And then you put the whole thing in the refrigerator, and then that night when your friends come over, your alleged friends, let me tell you about your friends someday. But anyway, anyhow, when they dig into it, they will say, boy, these are really good. But the nicest thing about them is that on a hot, hot day like today, ice-cold shrimp remoulade is just as delicious a food as I can imagine. It just goes perfectly with the hot weather. And that's why you see it on so many menus. But the best reason is that it's real easy to make, and it fixes you up with all your friends who come over. And you do have friends that come over, don't you? It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Our number is 260-1870, 260-1870. And anything you have on your mind about food, about restaurants, dining out, dining in. I've been bellyaching for the last couple of days, and I don't exactly know why it landed on this part of my show, but there are some puzzling aspects of the restaurant business lately, and it comes out in certain people's idea that our restaurants are in trouble and that they're closing all the time, and having an impossible time getting people to work there, and the food's no good anymore anyway. I have no idea where this kind of nonsense comes from. If you want to see how untrue that is, go to any good restaurant you can think of. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to think about it that long. Just think about it for a couple of seconds. And then go to that restaurant, and you know what you'll find? A full house of people waiting to have dinner in a great restaurant. And if that's failing and dying, I don't know how you get that idea. But I keep seeing articles about this. And I know, because this is my beat, that the restaurant community right now is in really good shape. And about the only big problem they have is that there's not enough working people to wait tables and cook and all of that. Although the chefs are coming on at a pretty good pace. So please disregard anything like that you may have seen. I have no idea why anybody would even want to put some, what do we call that, fake news? All right. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. 260-1870. We have a little news-a-rooney here in a couple of seconds, don't we? Yeah, something like that, in about a minute from now. So this is why I bring up my subject for today, which is cold food and cold drinks. I don't mean the kind of food that is supposed to be cold. You know, that's even doubly better. But tell me what your favorite cold food or drink is. I'd love to know. Is it a cocktail? Is there a certain kind of cocktail that goes that way? For example, there is one of my favorite cocktails. It's called a Negroni. Negroni, I'll tell you about it later. It's a wonderful thing, but it's at its absolute best when there's an enormous chunk of ice right in the middle of it. We'll come back with more of this after we check on the news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. More of The Food Show proceeding after that and a couple of other pieces of information. Thank you. Stay tuned. Hello there. You're listening to The Food Show on the Big 870 WWL and WWL 105.3 FM. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Really great to hear you and to talk with you on the subjects of eating and drinking and restaurants and cooking. I give restaurant recommendations. We talk about recipes. The entire range is there. And if you're wondering whether it's something you had on mind was usable for a radio show, the answer is yes. Anything on your mind about eating is always welcome here. You don't have to wait until somebody else brings it up. You can just go ahead and do it yourself. I will be very happy to hear from you. All right, let's see. We have Larry on hold. Larry, welcome to The Food Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm swell. How about you?
All right, I'm good. I'm going to give you a little information, and then you can comment on it.
All right.
Two of them is you have white shrimp and a brown shrimp in South Louisiana. Okay? But on the hard-to-peel deal, when the shrimp come out of the ground and they are shell, there's no coming back. And usually I think that it's a full moon, and when they come out of the ground and then don't know if you hit them or not, and then more of them. And guess what? Shells stick.
What?
And there's no, I don't think there's any coming back. You know what I do?
I'm sorry, I'm missing some of this because you're breaking up a little on me. But what I got you figured is saying is that you've got the two kinds of shrimp you see most often, white shrimp, which are going right now, I think, and then brown shrimp, that's earlier in the year, unless I've confused myself.
Correct.
And then sometimes you dig them out of the ground, and sometimes they just appear, and sometimes they have what are known as soft shell shrimp, which are really wonderful if you happen to catch them when they're in season, but they come along and they go away really fast. But you can eat those shell and everything, even the funny little spike at the end of their nose. Usually you wouldn't want to eat that, but it's okay because there's nothing in it that's hard at that point. But that's where I lost you, and I couldn't understand what you were saying after that.
I caught the first part of your conversation about the hard to peel shrimp,
What
I'm just trying to tell the public. Sometimes, you go to the market, you buy some shrimp, and they are these not to say the full soft shell, but they were caught when they came out of the ground when they were shedding.
Yeah.
There's no fix for it. If they're stuck, they're stuck. But don't haul your shrimp too hard.
Just that's it. You just told everybody what they need to know. Do not overcook your shrimp because that's what happens. It sticks to the shell, sticks to the meat, and then it's nowhere near as good. You've got it right on the money. That's exactly right.
You watch the hole, and when you see the air gap in that hole, shut it off.
Yeah.
2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
How about
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. You know, there's one other kind of shrimp out there that nobody ever talks about, but I run into it every now and then. They are these little blue shrimp that come from, of all places, the Mississippi River. They call them river shrimp around Donaldsonville is a place where they catch a lot of these. Chef John Fulce, he told me everything I needed to know about that, and then he gave me a big sack of them. This is years ago. Those are better than they look, although they're kind of small, and you have to play with them a little bit. You ever have any of those, those river shrimp? I think he's gone. Oh, well. It was fun while it lasted. It's the Food Show. Who is on hold, anyway? Doug, welcome to the Food Show.
Oh, hey, Tom, I wanted to speak a minute about the cold food that I really like. There's two of them.
Yeah.
You might have a history on both.
Yeah. Maybe so.
One is a chef salad.
Chef salad, yeah.
Get that everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
And the other was, man, I lost my train of thought.
Would it have been a... There's one that we're starting to see more than we used to. It's called a Cobb salad. Have you ever run into that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the one. That was the one.
Oh, I had a feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. The Cobb salad.
Do you know what it is? It's an interesting story behind those things. Unless you jump in now, I'll tell you what it is. What? It originated in California, in Los Angeles, at a restaurant that was called the Brown Derby. It was owned by a guy by the name of Bob Cobb, C-O-B-B. And he came up with this salad that you serve in a glass bowl, and you start it by putting one layer of lettuce down, then you come back with some tomatoes, and then you come back on top of that with some avocados, and you keep building layers of this in the glass container in the glass bowl until it fills the whole thing, and then you bring it to the table and you show it off to the customer, and then they bring it back and they toss it to get everything mixed in, and then they serve it. That's a Cobb salad. You almost never see it in New Orleans. In the West Coast, it's everywhere.
Well, you know, Tom, where can you find it in New Orleans?
All right, if I were looking for a Cobb salad right now, I think the place I would go would be, of all things, the Windsor Court Hotel for their lunch, because their house salad is basically a it's a Cobb salad, but without the grilled chicken. That's the only difference. And they've always made a real, real good one. My wife and I, when we were having some of our honeymoon there after we did that, and that's one of the first things we ate in the hotel was a Cobb salad. It was really great. Well, nice talking to you. See you around. We'll be back with more of The Food Show in just a moment after first, please. This, it's The Food Show on 105.3, on the Big 870 WWL, but that will work too, 105.3 FM HD1. Or I think it works, well, never mind, that's plenty enough. 105.3, this is The Food Show. We love talking about exactly that. We have coming up in the third hour of our program, we're giving away one of the most lavish gifts I've ever seen, at least in the food category. We have a whole case of tomatoes, Creole tomatoes, and these are nice and perfectly ripe. It comes along with a case of Cousins salad dressings, which are already made with a pretty good bit of Creole tomatoes in them to boot. So you get both of them, a case of each, if you are the lucky person who will find out in about an hour or so from now, hour, maybe hour and a half. We're going to give that away. So keep listening. It's The Food Show. We'd love to hear from you and anything else you're cooking. James is around here, isn't he? James, welcome to The Food Show.
Okay, Tom, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I was going to tell you, there's another kind of shrimp out there that comes out of Valencia a lot. It's called red shrimp.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like a lot, almost close to lobster tasted. Yeah.
They don't come from around here, though. Those are deep water shrimp. They get a lot of them in Florida, but we don't see it too much around here.
Well,
but
you know,
they are good.
When I was staying in Biloxi there, it's a very short season, though.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but also boiling shrimp.
Yeah.
I found out when you get your seasoned water boiling, put the shrimp in, first little few bubbles you see, turn it off, put the top on, and walk away.
That's right. That works like a dream.
They peel easy.
Yeah, they really do. Everybody is just tempted to say, I wonder if it needs a little bit more. Whenever you even think that, it's been done for probably about a minute already. So get it out of there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for sharing with us. See
ya.
It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about food and restaurants and such. Our program today is sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys, you will be very pleased to hear, is now available not only where it always has been on Veterans Highway 3939 Veterans near Cleary. A couple, 3 years ago, they opened up a second location near Kenner. On West Esplanade, just off Williams Boulevard. And during the last couple of months, it has been operating, and with huge crowds, I will warn you, at their new location of Paran's Poor Boys. It's on Britannia Street, uptown. It's in that neighborhood of Britannia Street that has quite a few good little restaurants doing all kinds of different things. It's at the corner of Upper Line. As a matter of fact, the Upper Line restaurant is right adjacent to it. But that's the third location for Paran's Poor Boys. And if you have been pulling for getting some of those roast beef jobs that they do, in which they do all the cooking and everything else, they make the gravy, everything in-house, you would not believe the number of sandwich houses out there that claim to be doing it all themselves, when in fact they get the beef in already roasted, already sliced sometimes. That's not what you want. Go over there to Paran's Poor Boys and see that since 1975, they have been doing it in the strictest possible way. And that's why they're as good as they are. It's The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. As I had a feeling we would not, our theme today is, what are your favorite cold things to eat or drink? If we don't have anybody on hold, do we have anybody on hold? No, we do. Stanley, Stanley and Darren. Okay, well, Stanley, come on in.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Tom, have you heard process of putting a spoon of olive oil in the water when you boil your shrimp so they won't stick?
That's a bag of gas.
Really?
That won't keep your shrimp from sticking. It won't have any effect on it at all, other than I don't think you'll taste much of the shrimp, olive oil either. I don't think it would hurt it, but it's not going to solve that problem. That is strictly a cook too long problem. That's what causes that. You cook the shrimp too long.
As far as my cold dish would go, it'd be a nice tray of cold oysters.
Oh, you know, that is my favorite food, and I didn't even write it down on my list here. But yeah, how many? About a dozen and a half, maybe?
Probably two. I can handle two.
Two, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed the size of oysters lately, and I'm talking about the last month or so, they have been enormous, really big, really good. And you would think, with the weather being what it is, we would be just, you know, not caring that much. But oysters right now, raw oysters, folks, fantastic right now. Really great.
Tom, they're not milky? They're not showing up being milky?
That is something that does turn up usually in the month of July, so we're getting close to that. But here's the good news about that. It does look funny. It probably has a little bit of a taste to it. It's not a big one, but it's completely harmless. It does not show that it's been cooked the wrong way or that it's has any other problems like that. It's part of the spawning apparatus of oysters, and it's safe to eat. Now, a lot of people look at it and they just don't like the look of it, and they say they don't like the taste either. But fair enough. I'll eat them. I'll catch them up. Make sure we don't have a surplus.
you mentioned all right. The cruise. You mentioned the cruise. Can you expand on that? Where are y'all going this year?
Yeah, this is a very popular cruise. It'll be the fifth time we've done this one. We're starting in Boston this time, and then we go up the coast of New England all the way into the maritime provinces of Canada, and we start just eating lobsters, scallops, mussels, clams, and pretty darn good oysters, too. They also have soft-shell crabs, but they get them from us, so that's the deal there. But about a nine-day trip, and it's really beautiful. The trees are turning color, and there's lots of good food to eat at that time of year. That's the story.
Tom, did y'all do the Oriental cruise, or it didn't come off?
We were talking about going to China about a year ago, and it just didn't come together for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, but thanks for calling. Nice hearing from you. We will return with more of The Food Show in a moment after first, if you will, this. Hello there. You are listening to The Food Show, coming to you from WWL, the Big 870. And Darren is over here on our blue phone. Darren, you there? What happened?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tom.
There you are. Hey, thanks for calling. Come on in.
Hey, so I'm not a huge barbecue lover, but I'm going to try a new place in Mandeville today called Sticks and Bones.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if you tried it and if you have any recommendations.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. My wife is really off and on crazy about the place. She has said, well, she's put her feel of content on it. And she's a pretty good fan of barbecue, more than I am. And so I would say you're probably on pretty safe ground there.
Sounds good. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I've tried smoke before, and it was okay. I know the chef and the owners are very accomplished at their other place. But, maybe I'm just not a barbecue fan. But I'm going to give it a shot and let you know how it turns out.
Yeah, I think you're pretty safe in that. What I've had of it, which isn't a lot, was pretty pleasant. And all of the calls we've had about it also have been good. So that's it. All right, well, thanks for calling. We're we're approaching, the news at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, I want you to know that our program today is sponsored. Let's see. Who is our... We have one of them here. Our program today is sponsored by Andrea's. Andrea and I are always jiving one another because I keep saying that his best food is his seafood. And a lot of people don't register that because when you think of Italian food, you're usually thinking about pasta, you're thinking about red sauce and meatballs and lasagna and all of that stuff. And the truth is, if you ask me, the best food in Andrea's is the seafood. It's like the outline of the whole boot-shaped Italy. It has this special character to it. And they have all of that ocean that gives all of this great seafood that they have. They buy everything fresh. They fillet everything in-house all the time. And that is the strongest point over at Andrea's, which is open 7 days a week for lunch and for dinner every single day. And here's something they have that almost nobody else does. They are open for lunch on Saturday. Not many restaurants are right now. Enjoy lunch and later dinner at Andrea's on West Esplanade. No, no, they're out there in Metairie. We'll be back after WWL Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.